This is my story.
You know what I am? I'm a zombie. I don't mean one of those tall, cold, fancy drinks. I mean a man that walks around in a daze. And he can't tell whether he's alive or he's dead. And he don't know himself. That's me. Lee Richards. 1943 model zombie. Used to be quite a guy. Best buck private in my outfit. Not anymore. You know why not? Listen, mister.
This is my story, a human document from the records of the American Red Cross, whose history of peacetime service is known to every American, whose program of wartime service to American fighting men on all foreign battlefronts and to women and children at home is the greatest and most varied ever undertaken by a civilian organization. The American Red Cross gratefully presents John Garfield, who has come here to tell the story of Lee Richards, American soldier, Japanese prisoner of war. The names are fictitious, but the facts in the story are true. Now, Mr. Garfield as Lee Richards, who knew there's no such thing as prisoner.
Here I am. Used to be a paradise. That's what I said. Paradise. The travel catalogs used to tell you all about it. Quote, the island's western shore is broken by many inlets, bays, and valleys. White convent walls and tall church steeples rise above to tell us we are approaching a Christian land among Asiatic countries. Unquote. That's what used to be. Not anymore. Maybe now you can figure out where I am and imagine the rest. Only what you'll imagine won't be one-tenth of what it is, being a prisoner of war. The heat burns you. The rains drown you. The waiting. Waiting. Waiting kills you. I'm sitting there talking to a pal of mine, Bill, listening to the rain. Listening to the rain. What are you looking at, Bill?
Nothing. Wishing, that's all.
That's a help. Wish me a pair of dry shoes.
Do your own wishing.
Too much trouble. Bill.
What?
I thought... Nothing. I guess my ears are just ringing again.
Mine too. Japs had snipers out past the guard fence again last night. You hear them?
I heard them.
Some of them still out today. I wonder what they're after. Couldn't be some of our guys made a getaway.
Nobody makes a getaway out of here. What time is it, Bill?
How would I know? What do you care, anyhow? Like the warden told the lifer, you ain't going nowhere anyhow, boy. So just relax.
Funny joke. Boy, I cut my right arm off for the last half inch of just one cigarette.
You keep saying that.
Why not? Doing you any harm?
Well, is it? Calm down, Lee. You want to watch yourself. You're getting too touchy.
I mean it.
And so what?
Huh? Visitor coming. The sweet little son of heaven. Like the flattener's face down.
Well, here's our food again.
Food, he called it.
I keep hoping that maybe just once they'll feed us something decent.
Yeah, and Santa Claus will come down the chimney with his reindeer.
Well, international law says prisoners of war have a right to be well fed and cared for.
So what? We're getting the same as their own people.
Well, wait till our boys move in and take over again around here. Then we'll eat.
Yeah, if we live that long. But don't bet on it, Bill. Don't bet on it. Funny thing. Don't make sense. You want to die, and you feel you might as well die, but you don't. For some reason, you keep on living, like Bill and me. Kept on raining. Then the rain stopped. Then it was cold. So then we froze. Sat there and froze and starved and waited. Waited. What were we waiting for?
Hey, Lee.
Why?
Ain't you got that finished yet?
No. Every time I get it pointed right, this rotten wood breaks and I have to start a new one.
What's it going
to
be, anyhow? I said, what are you whittling, anyhow? Oh, now, look. Reminds me of my old grandpa back in Kansas. He was a whittler.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ask him what he was whittling, and he'd say, oh, I'm just whittling to be whittling. And laugh.
Must have been a smart old guy.
Sure. My grandma was smart, too.
She must have been a great old lady, your grandma. Yes, sir.
How do you know? You never met her.
Anybody's grandmother's a great old lady.
Huh? Yeah. Sure. Lee.
Yeah?
I was just thinking. The folks back home, maybe they could do something somehow.
Do what?
I don't know, but something.
Do it how?
Oh, I don't know. Will you quit asking me questions? Will you let me alone?
Hey, Bill. First you gotta calm me down, or I gotta calm you down.
We gotta get out of here, Lee. We gotta get out of here before we...
Before we go raving crazy? We should live so long. Look, Bill, we're here, and that's that. Best thing we can do is not get started working ourselves up into a lather, imagining what ain't never gonna be. Understand? Now you lay down there and sleep a while, Bill. Sleep as long as you can. Go on now. You ain't dead yet. That much, anyhow. He ain't dead yet. You just stay there. Try to sleep. Try not to dream. I said, try not to dream. Because when we dreamed about back home. When we dreamed about home, we'd wake up wanting to cry or die. Once, just once, we had some excitement that gave us a whole new lease on life when we heard anti-aircraft way off, away from the prison camp. Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
That's anti-aircraft. Maybe our gang's finally coming in here. Boy, I never thought I'd sit up and pray to have some bombs drop right in my lap. If that's our planes and they drop right on this bunch of Japs here, I don't care if we do get hit.
Come on, you guys. Come on.
Bill. Well, that's our planes, all right. They're heading somewhere. They're our bombers. They're our guys and they're flying. They'll do it again and again. We'll get out of here, Bill. Someday it'll take time, but we'll make it.
And you're the guy that used to say we should live so long.
Yeah, and I'll say it again. We should live and we're going to live. You hear me, Bill? We're going to live. Till our gang comes and gets us out of here.
That's big talk, mister. That's fine, big talk. But you're still here. You're still in here. And it's Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Hey. Hey, Bill.
What's the matter?
I don't want to get mad. You and me made a deal, okay. I'm not going to swing on you if I can help it. But will you quit humming that thing? Will you quit it before I...
All right. Go on. Go on, swing your head off. Silent night, holy night.
Quiet, please, please, shut up. Come.
Who's coming?
Oh, the little sons of heaven. Let's sing a Christmas hymn for them. That ought to be something new and different.
Please, shut up.
You, go in.
All right.
I watch you.
That's all right, guard. Watch me as much as you want to. Put these down here. How are you, soldiers?
Who are you? What's this junk?
I represent the International Red Cross. I'm Swiss, a neutral. I bring you a greeting from your countrymen, gentlemen, and these boxes here. These are for you as a Christmas gift from a grateful and humble people sent through the American Red Cross.
You mean this stuff is...
He told you, didn't he? And you're the guy that's kept telling me they forgot about Father. Maybe they don't forget. No, sir. No matter where we are, the good people don't forget. You hear me, Lee? Well, come on, say something, or do I have to...
You know something, mister? Regular as clockwork, my pal here or me, one of us starts yelling at one another. We're all set to throw punches.
Only so far you didn't do it.
Yes, sir. But that's one of the things that happens to you when you're a prisoner and locked up. Look, mister, the boxes. You just didn't bring us a couple of Christmas boxes. No, you put something back inside of us that we came mighty close to losing. You know what I mean, Bill?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
As long as there are people back home in America that remember and worry about us and do something about guys like us, well, we're all right. Everything's all right.
Sure. Sure, Lee. Good. Oh, there's no do not open till Christmas on those boxes.
You?
Yes?
You go now.
Yes, as soon as I get these receipts signed. Sign here, gentlemen.
Gee, it's like getting a special delivery or something.
I wish there was room enough on this card to say...
You sign. No talk.
We hope that what's in these boxes will make this a better Christmas for you.
Here you are, mister.
Here.
Thank you. Now, until I see you again, a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, mister. And to the Red Cross.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on. I'm going to find out what's inside of these. Look. Medicine. Food. Chocolate. Cigarettes.
Shaving soap and a razor.
Clean shirt, socks, underwear. See, it is Christmas.
Bill, I want to... Merry Christmas, fella. Merry Christmas.
Christmas in captivity. We luckier people here have to stop and think to get any realization of what it means to be prisoners of the Japanese. And now here is John Garfield, who has been Private Lee Richards, to speak for himself as an American for the American Red Cross. Mr. Garfield.
Thank you. Christmas week of 1942, the first Red Cross ship reached our men in the Philippines with food and supplies and new hope and courage. Cards signed by the men in prison camps there have come home. And we know that it is because of our help, our money, that those boxes of supplies can reach prisoners of war. That's just one of the many services of the Red Cross. Think about it for a minute. Those men are fighting our fight. We're not going to let them down. Think about it. Thank you.
The American Red Cross thanks John Garfield for his appearance on this program through the courtesy of the Hollywood Victory Committee. In the cast with Mr. Garfield were Herman Waldman, Will Wright, and Gain Whitman. This Is My Story was written by Georgia Backus through the Hollywood Writers Mobilization.